Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon, a conversation about all the good things in the bluegrass with your host, Mike Warner.
Welcome to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon in the Bluegrass. I'm your host, Mike Warner, Warner Builders, Warner Realty, and Kohler Warner Construction. Anything for a friend for a fee, and our commissions are negotiable, but our service is not. We give you our very best every single time. I like to get that in at the beginning because it's a mouthful, but we got a great guest on here today. Talk about somebody that's really doing some great things. Chad Walker, welcome on the show.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yes, this is awesome. So like I said, I kind of like our audience to get to know you a little bit. So where are you from?
From Lexington. I was born kind of on the east end. Originally I was born right off Southland Drive. And then when I was 4 years old, the folks moved out to Haley Road. Mm-hmm. And I took the leap and moved 3 miles away from them. So I've got deep roots and have lived essentially within 3 miles where I was born my whole life. So I love me some Lexington.
Fantastic. So Southland Drive, where were you on Southland Drive?
Stratford Drive. So it was about two blocks in, kind of behind Lexington Catholic.
Right where it is. Yeah, my mother was born on the other side of Southland Drive and grew up over on the Lafayette High School. So, and Chris lives over there too right now in Rosemont Garden. So kind of a cool place.
It's a good spot.
Haley Pike now. Are you before the interstate or past the interstate?
My folks are before, but I'm after. I'm actually on Briar Hill.
Okay.
So I'm just right around the corner.
All right. Cool.
Good spot.
I used to go fishing down there somewhere. There was a pond, and we weren't supposed to, I'm quite certain, but there was a pond down there that was stocked somewhere and by the depot, and we would fish it a lot. It was good. I love Haley Pike.
Nobody does it anymore. It used to be that was the thing. You'd see a fishing hole and you'd hop the fence and either do it illegally, which happened a lot, or you'd go ask the owner and, would you mind?
But then usually they'd say no problem.
That's it.
No problem. Just close the gate. Yep. Don't leave it open.
But that
so you grew up here in Lexington. Where'd you go to high school?
So that's the only glitch in my armor of being a Lexingtonian through and through. When I was in second grade, Briar Hill Elementary, which is where I went, closed. And they had a deal at the time that if you lived in Fayette County, you could go to Bourbon County and vice versa if you were on the border. So I went to Clintonville Elementary and then went to Bourbon County High School. Mm-hmm. So the tale I always tell is the only time I ever left Lexington was for Bourbon. And that's true.
Which is true. Now, Clintonville, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
The Clintonville Bank is still standing there, and I want it so badly.
Oh, that's a cool building.
There's got to be money in there somewhere.
I've even been told that the James gang went through and robbed that at one point.
I'm sure they did. That's where I would go. That's the bank I would go after.
The Clintonville Elementary ended up closing as well after I went through it. So there's something about closed schools. That's why I never went to UK. I wanted to keep it open.
They're still here.
That's right.
Good deal. Well, that's great. So then you went to UK?
No. I actually went to Eastern for a year. Uh-huh. And then to LCC, and I'm current. I never did graduate, so I say I'm still current. I'm trying to go back and get the degree. That's right. I got eligibility.
Join the club.
That's right. Thing join back up.
That's right. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, so brothers, sisters?
I've got one brother, and then
y'all talk? Do you speak to each other?
No, not really. makes Thanksgiving stuff.
Well, tell me. So, but your dad's Randy Walker.
Yes, sir.
And you don't have to say yes, sir, to me.
That's all right.
It's okay.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I like that. I was Air Force.
Anytime my father's in the conversation, yes, sir.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well,
yes, sir.
Well, think the world of your dad. Yeah. Like I said, when I met you here today, first time I met you, I asked if you were relation. Your dad, Randy, is the king. I mean, he is the king electrician. My partner, Dwayne Kohler, and him are good friends. They've done a lot of work together. Dwayne got his career start with Webb and built like Lexington Green and Festival Market. And I think he got hooked in with your dad at an early stage there. And they kind of grew together. And y'all have done, he's incredible and the business is good.
I wish I would have learned some electrical stuff. I think that is why they put me into property stuff because I was a horrible electrician. I burnt my eyebrows off way too many times. And that's when my father said, we're going to have to find something else for you to do.
That's good.
Now, Lexington Green, I'll tell you a dumb tale about that.
Please.
Years ago, there was a big, like a fountain out in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And I was 19 years old and I had my scuba dive license. And they said, well, we need you to go in and dive under and unhook these cables so we can work on this fountain. Mm-hmm. And they'd been told by the property manager it was like 20 feet deep. And so here I am at the edge of Lexington Green's patio, and I got my flippers on and my weight belt and my scuba gear and everything and hopped in, and it only went up to about my waist.
Yeah.
So it looked like I was the most paranoid, you know, out there in the world. But, yeah, I just walked out in the middle and unhooked it and towed it back. Never even got my hair wet. So
I love it. I love it. Well, I feel like a dummy. I got another funny story about that same lake there at Lexington Green. My daughter lives in Birmingham, and family down there, grandkids, and they were all up here for the duck derby that they do out there every year. And you buy a duck. It's a charity event. You buy a duck for $5, and there's 1,000 of them. And if your duck wins, you know, you win some pool. And we were sitting there, Joseph Beth looking out, and she goes, "Where are the ducks?" And I said, "Well, they're in that dump truck over there." And she said, "Well, isn't that some kind of duck problem? You know, that just seems like that should be illegal to put a bunch of ducks in a pickup truck." I said, "Honey, they're little yellow floating ducks.
You could call animal cruelty on them or something."
Yeah, animal cruelty. She thought they were like little ducklings that just piled up. They were going to dump them out. But yeah, so you went out there and unhooked the cables.
And I don't know how that got to be the rumor or legend that it was a deep pond. It's not at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looked like I was just absolutely scared to death of water. I had my mask on and my snorkel and everything.
That's great. All you really needed was waders.
That's it.
Are there any fish in there?
None that I saw.
Okay.
I think all the geese probably already ate them or something. Maybe dope for them. Ain't no telling.
Probably so. That's funny. So your dad's retired now, right?
He claims to be retired. What he always tells me is he's semi-retired. He only works half days now. You know, only 12 hours a day versus 24.
7 to 7.
That's it.
Yeah, the other half he does whatever he wants to.
He still comes down and helps do all the stuff in the neighborhood. And he'll still hang off a bucket truck and change lights. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's still very active.
Yeah, that's cool. I know when we did City Center downtown, we got hired to do the top three floors.
Yeah.
The Greers and Webbs, I've worked for both of them for a long time. Built Woodford's house, Dudley's house out on Versailles Road, worked for Don. Yeah, we were... And so when they got ready to do that, the relationship I had with the Webbs and Greers, and then the relationship Dwayne Kohler had with the Webbs primarily, it was a perfect fit for we're going to do luxury condos on the top three floors.
And
I was like, okay, Dwayne, you get it to drywall, and I know what to do. But, you know, with steel and glass and concrete, when you walked in, it's like I wouldn't know where to start. But your dad would, you know, I know Mark Moore – has taken over, but your dad was there a lot. He was just there a lot, like looking at it, make sure things were being done right. So,
M.O. Horse Trader, him and Dudley, and you know, one of my favorite people is Ralph Coldiron.
Oh yeah,
and,
Ralph.
You know, those three minimum. I mean, have more stories than the town.
Ralph's
ever
been on the show.
Saw him last night. So.
Did you? Where?
He was down at the Willow.
Okay.
And there was some sort of event down there, and I felt a slap on the back of my my shoulder. And, of course, I spun around ready. I'm ready for fighting, but it's Ralph, and I wouldn't mess with Ralph.
So. No, he's too good. He's great.
He's good
people. I saw him a couple of weeks ago. I never was good with what second cousins or whatever. But I've got my first cousin's son, whatever that would be.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a second cousin or once removed, but – or whatever it is, but my first cousin's son is Michael McLaughlin, and he runs with Ralph and Bill Farmer and that bunch, and he's running for a council seat here in town.
Okay.
I think the fifth district. We're the seventh, aren't we?
I think so.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember either.
I haven't gotten my ID changed since I moved, so I still vote at Glendover.
Okay.
When I lived in... Right off
well, the way they draw the line, it's very odd. Like it's a little, but regardless, I can't vote for him. But I think he probably would do a pretty good job. But my point in saying that was he had a fundraiser, and as I say, it was all the usual suspects.
Oh yeah,
It was Ralph Coldiron, Bill Farmer, me, it was him. You know, like I can look around and go, is this a fundraiser? Or is this just Friday night?
Man.
I don't know what it is.
It's about season or something. I swear, I feel like it'd been cheaper if I just had kids.
Yeah,
because about this time you get hit by all the politicians. And of course donations. A lot of those guys I'm buddies with and like them a lot, but. It's nonstop. It's a circuit for sure.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Okay, so let's talk about a little bit. So I live in as this college, I live in that Kenwick Mintel Park area down there, and we've really watched National Avenue evolve into what it is now, and are so proud of what you're doing down there. How'd you get started in that piece of the business?
Well, and I appreciate that. Appreciate what you're saying. And it has been a very slow, organic process. Mm-hmm. And the truth of it is, it was sort of accidental. My father moved his electric business to 333 North Ashland Avenue, which is where Seasons Catering is, right there at the corner of North Ashland National. And at the time, either property on either side was just kind of run down. And so he bought those and spent a while fixing them up and cleaning them up. Well, then the properties on that side were run down, and he just kept progressing. Most of it was held by the old J.T. Perry Lumber Company.
Yeah.
And there was a fella that acted as the family agent. I don't know if you ever heard of this fella or not, but his name was Ed Lane.
Oh,
and he was
Ed.
The fella that was
orchestrated
the whole deal.
Rest in peace,
Yeah. Ed and then Jim Franklin was kind of his right-hand man.
Yeah.
And so, over the years, there was just some horse trading that went on, and they bought some properties and cleaned them up, and it went through these different, kind of different iterations of progress. And then Jim Gray, when he did the adaptive reuse program overlay, allowed us to do like restaurants and breweries and things like that, and it's kind of what it's become today. But it's been a nice, fun thing to sit back and watch.
Oh my gosh. And I, and like I say, I've watched it from Walton all the way down, it just keeps going. I don't know where it used to end, I guess, at Hanover or Ashland, but now it kind of loops around back there in the back. But just great, great vision. Yeah. I mean, that's all I can say. Great vision for that
property. I appreciate that. It's been all the tenants, they're the ones that have really taken off with it, and they, with their individual space, and then there's this really great community feel with all of it. And, because you remember, used to be the only reason that anybody would go down there was if you were underage, the liquor store there would sell to you.
On the corner.
Or the ladies went to Christmas Cleaners, and that's the place where everybody got their wedding dress done. That was one of the two reasons to go into that neighborhood back then. So.
Well, and if you went down, further away from Walton, there was a steel shop back there.
Yeah,
and you didn't want to go back there much either.
No.
During the daytime, we'd buy steel beams from, but you didn't want to go back there at night. But
just to sit back and watch it and see it go from a highly industrial, actually a highly vacant area, to heavily industrial, then to, you can always gauge things by what kind of vehicles are in the parking lot. It used to be nothing but old beat up pickup trucks, which we all drove those.
I love them.
And now there's Maseratis and Mercedes and all the good stuff.
Isn't that great?
It's just neat. I mean, it's really a neat thing. And like last night, as we were at the Willow, that's where I ran into Ralph. And that used to be a loading dock.
Yeah.
And now it's this really cool, vibrant bar with greenery, and it's just beautiful,
It really is cool. So the railroad track, it's inactive.
Kinda, sorta.
It doesn't cross Walton anymore.
It doesn't cross Walton. They buckled it out, and we've acquired the easement to be able to use a portion of that for parking. But about once or twice, maybe even three times a year, they'll park a bunch of cars there for a few days, and then they'll leave. Used to be the Herald Leader kept it hot. I mean, the Herald Leader had deliveries, two or three times a week.
Sure.
Sense. From basically where Minton's is now on down to the Herald Leader, that one's been pulled up and is inactive. But ours still kind of get used every once in a while.
Back there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's I was just so glad that our office used to be on Winchester Road, and for the longest time, no one would turn right on red because there was a railroad track there, and they were afraid, where's the train? And and it took forever for me to talk to the city politicians to get them to put a turn right on red sign so people know that they can go.
It was
not an active track.
For the longest time, you could turn right on red. Then at one point they came in and said, well, it's a federal mandate. You can't turn right on red. So they hung a sign.
Yeah.
Then they took it away. And, of course, people are still sitting there. Yeah. And it was like this symphony of horns of, all right, what's your horn sound like? Yeah. It was every day, all day, people honking it. People would go on. So
I love it.
I think they've slowly got that figured out. But, yeah, it was a good solid 5 or 6 years of just a mess back
and
forth.
It was terrible, man, I tell you, time flies when you're having a good time and having a good conversation. But I just got a cue from my producer, Colin Michael. That is, it's the end of the first segment, and so I just want to say, if you are thinking about building or remodeling or doing an addition in Lexington, Kentucky, or surrounding counties, or even Louisville, if you're listening to Louisville, my partner Dwayne Kohler and I will travel, have money, we'll travel. We are love to talk to you about that. 859-421-0800. I'm Mike Warner. We'll be back after the break.
Welcome back to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon.
Welcome back to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon in the Bluegrass. Got Chad Walker on here. We've been talking a little bit about National Avenue. We're going to go back there. But before we do, during the break, we were talking just a little bit about bourbon, and this show talks about bourbon. Today we're drinking Yellowstone, which is a 96 proof, kind of a smooth stuff. You said you've got a nice collection home. What do you got?
I've been starting to kind of collect here and there. It's hard to collect because, you know, when you find one that's good, then look for the bottom of that glass every once in a while. But
yeah,
I actually got really lucky one time. I had a buddy of mine that put me on 3 bottles. And this was because I got my broker's license, mm-hmm. and so I helped him buy a house, and of course, gave him the commission back.
Mm-hmm.
And he put in my hand a, Eagle Rare.
Mm-hmm.
There was a experimental bottle that came from Buffalo Trace that was some sort of bourbon. It was aged in a Cabernet Franc barrel.
Nice.
And the last one was a, I don't know if you heard about an old brand called Pappy.
Family,
but it had gave me the 23.
Nice.
And since I didn't pay for it, yeah, me and a couple buddies came over one night, and we did find the end of that glass.
That's
and,
good.
It was delicious. Absolutely wonderful. So,
Julian Van Winkle, the grandson of Pappy,
is
back at Buffalo Trace now, you know, reproducing his grandfather's. Great story, and there's a book called Pappy Land.
I've read it. Absolutely. Wonderful.
Great, one of the greatest books ever written. But, you know, he talks about, don't save this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead and drink. Enjoy it with your friends. And I feel the same way. I've had in my lifetime, I mean, obviously in my lifetime, I probably had 5 bottles of one of the Pappy things, you know. And I just don't keep them around just to say, look at this bottle.
No.
If I've got a good friend with me, there's nothing better than just say, hey, let me let you, you've heard about this. Let's sip a little bit of stuff and just enjoy
it's made
it.
Me drink. I mean, absolutely. It's as I said, but
that's what it's for.
Yeah.
It's not to set in the shelf. Well, we started a little tradition about 10 years ago. I have 3 sons who are in the business with me, and I've got 3 daughters who are married, and so I've got 3 son-in-laws. And for Christmas, I would rent a Gold Shield van.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd go on bourbon tour at Christmas. So it was really fun. So we've been to most of the distilleries around.
Yeah.
And my collection is not the greatest bourbon around, but I've got a collection of everywhere we went. We bought a bottle. You know,
that's cool.
It's really cool. And I would write on them, you know, what it was. One of the coolest ones was Makers, because you get to take a bottle and dip it in the thing and bring it up out of the wax, you know. And it's like, I did this.
Yeah.
So I've got about, 10 bottles of from Heaven Hill and Jim Beam and Makers and Buffalo Trace. And it's been a fun, Four Roses, fun experience for them to be a part of. And we just make, you know, we leave sober, we come back not sober, but we've had a lot of fun. So
old George and Vicky Doyle at Gold Shield used to rent from us years ago.
Yeah.
And that was a dangerous thing because I was younger and I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I would, hey, y'all got a limo laying around today? Sure. And so I'd go hop in it and. Yeah, that'll get you in trouble having access to buses and limousines.
Yeah,
and all that
it will.
Stuff.
It will.
Cool people.
But that's the only way to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the only way 100%. To do it. Okay, so back to we've talked about bourbon, and now we're going to talk about the brokerage part. And I didn't realize you had your broker's license. Colin, I mean, obviously, you know, he's not going to buy anything from me or help me. He's his own broker, so I don't know why you invited him to be on the show exactly. But
I think he invited himself on the show.
That's okay, right, well, that's right. And that's okay.
Now I was in the hallway, and he said, "Come on in,
come on in." But so you've got your brokerage, and so that's kind of so you started buying these properties down there from Minton's, which used to be the old Sportsman's Liquor Store. Mm-hmm. What don't you own? Let me put it that way. What don't you own?
So in the middle of the block, which is there's Morningside Woodworkers, mm-hmm. and Shelby's been there for a gazillion years. Yeah. And the Transitions Mobility Building, the Netherland Rubber, mm-hmm. and then there's an automotive place down there. That little four-pack right in the middle, we don't have. Those aren't ours. But, you know, they're part of the neighborhood, and we get along. Everybody, supports each other.
I'm surprised the auto place has stayed there like it is, because that would seem like, you know, not they don't do a great job, but mm-hmm. that the rubber company, the mooring side, those are businesses that, you know, you kind of, okay. But I've often wondered why the auto place stayed as long as it has.
He does a good business. It's Mike Black is the guy's name. Uh-huh. Really, really nice guy. Mm-hmm. And we chat every once in a while. I pop in, say hi to him, mm-hmm. vice versa. But everybody just kind of, I don't know, fits in the neighborhood, rounds it out.
Okay, so tell me, mm-hmm. what does Netherlands Rubber Company do?
No idea. 100% no idea. I've been in there a bunch of times. I bought a ladder from him once. And I think we had some gloves or something we needed one time we bought from. I have no idea. I really don't. They're based out of, Louisville.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a sign on the door or something. And I've always kind of I too like to buy and sell. And I always thought, because I live in the neighborhood, I always thought it'd be great to have an office there.
It's a cool building, too. It has, and on the concrete floor downstairs, and we've been through it a couple times with the people that run it. There's drag marks from where they used to sell ice out of there, and so they would actually drag the blocks of ice across the concrete, and it creased. I mean, actually dug in a little bit. And
that's
so
cool.
You know, everything down there's got a kind of a history to it.
Yeah,
it's a neat, neat building. It really is.
Well, I think I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah, you ought to. It's really be cool. Hey, I don't blame you, because my office is basically out the back door where Mirror Twin does their cannery.
Yeah.
And so you'd be about as worthless as me if you had that direct access to Mirror Twin Brewing.
Wouldn't that be great? And let's just talk about the success of Mirror Twin. I mean, are you involved with Mirror Twin or just a landlord?
We're just landlord.
But look at what they've done.
Oh, man, it's wonderful. And those guys, you know, the main head brewer's guy is named Derek DeFranco,
mm-hmm.
and he was in law school, and he actually graduated,
mm-hmm.
and was working at Alltech at the time, mm-hmm. and had this decision to make of, do I want to be a lawyer or do I want to be a brewer?
Mm-hmm.
And so he decided to be a brewer, and they came to the neighborhood and looked at a spot. It's actually, we had one of our block parties, and that kind of hooked him a little bit. Yeah. This might be a neat spot. And it was just the best, I mean, marriage that ever could be. They are wonderful for the neighborhood. They do so many cool things.
They do.
They're opening another spot now. We were talking about that before we came on.
Yeah.
But, I'll always be Old Faithful to that spot. And they really make good beer.
Yeah.
Derek called me one day. It was like 10 a.m. And he says, you need to come over to the brewery. I want to try something. Okay. And so, again, it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. He says, you want to try this beer? I'm like, hey, it's 10 a.m. Hell yeah, I want to try this beer. So, and I get finished, and I go, this tastes like Fruity Pebbles. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
And he said, that's what we're trying. We're doing these cereal beers. And so he takes me in the back
show
me how he does it. And they had this huge vat. They were dumping box after box of Fruity Pebbles and then filtering beer through it. And it had to have cost them $5,000 worth of Fruity Pebbles. And they're still charging $2 for beer. So it was
crazy.
It was delicious. But every year they do the cereal takeover, and they do all these Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Count Chocula or whatever.
I love that.
It's awesome. It's just too cool.
I love that.
They're mad scientists.
Yeah, that is. And then that next stretch down there, you've got Willow. Is that your real estate company in that stretch?
No, that's I've already forgotten this, but that's National Real Estate.
National Real Estate.
A guy named Andrew, and I've forgotten his last
name. That's okay. I thought maybe because they're playing on that name.
Yeah.
But you got Willow, you've got a salon.
Mm-hmm.
And then what went –
there's Harmony Day School.
Blush.
And the Blushery was there. Now, they're in the spot where Willow is now.
Okay, all right.
And then Wildfire Yoga, and then Empowered Flow, which does aerial silks, yogas, things like that.
We do that.
Colin,
I was
going to say, I'll give you guys a tour.
We practice that.
Every Tuesday. I've seen your neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Vemont Builder is across the way.
Ted's there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's a lady that does microderm, eyebrow stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff in the neighborhood I know about. As a fella, I know nothing about most of these things.
Yeah, and then, you know, if you make that.
I say you do. It's
and then
just
you.
Kidding.
you make that turn up national, and you've got Breakout, and they're on both sides of the road now, I think.
There's the Brewer Dude spot.
That's right. Brewer Dude is a really cool new spot. And
what's it called?
Brewer Dude.
Yeah, Brewer Dude. I've not been there.
They're like a homebrew supply, but they also sell beer that they make. Mm-hmm. And so if you go in and you say, I really like this, you know, whatever it is, IPA, they can sell you every single thing that's in that ingredient plus the equipment, and you can go make it at home. Or you can just not make it at home and come in and have their IPA.
I love it.
And it's always a rotating tap that you may only get one time ever. I mean, it's a neat spot. A guy named Daniel Cameron. It's the same name as the former AG.
AG. That's cool. That's really cool. And then do you have any of the property on like going down where it's really warehouse kind of stuff?
No, we kind of stop at that horseshoe there. That last one.
All right, yeah.
And we've never really defined what the warehouse block is. So, you know, a lot of those folks kind of identify with the neighborhood, and that's fine. We don't really say what's, you know, you have to be in one of our buildings to be part of it.
Hey, so. I love it. Yeah. I love it. So, so the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, is that going to be like a real thing, a permanent thing, or
they're
temporary thing?
They're doing Tuesdays and Thursdays right now, and they really like it. We're working on that kind of green space where the slab is, where we're going to set them up. And eventually, we're going to.
Are you
going to
make it green? Is it going to be grass?
Yeah, like a big, nice open area with grass and trees and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Mirror Twin put up a what I call like a corral years ago that I thought was the dumbest idea. What do I know? Because I don't have kids. But it was a little caged area that parents could go and drop their kid, and then they'd go have a beer.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the dumbest idea ever, but it took off. Everybody loved it. Well, now this will be like a big, big version of that.
Nice.
The only problem with the way that Mirror Twin did it was little kids are vicious. They like chewed through the gates on them. They broke it off. So it was like we called it the Velociraptor cage because they just absolutely chewed through every piece of it. But,
that's crazy. But farmers markets there Tuesday, Thursday. You think that's going to – I mean, is that going to stay, you think?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I hope so.
We want to – The intent is eventually we're going to have some sort of pavilion for them. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a stage there.
Yeah.
We're like Kentucky Ballet and you know, some local acts and things like that come and hit it. So music and arts has always been a big part of the neighborhood, and we want to keep that going for sure.
Will you ever have like live events there?
I think so. You hope so? As long as it's early and we don't do it like every single day, we you know, don't want to aggravate the neighborhood. We want it to be a festive, you know, fun thing, but. As long as they're off stage by the time the sun goes down, I think they're good.
I mean, I think the neighborhood would support it.
Yeah.
I really – don't you think, Colin?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it even – I know that – what was the building down there and the use they were going for that had the live music?
Cosby Charlie.
So that – that did not make it.
That didn't fit. That was a little too big, too loud. Yeah, that's it. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
And they had some great bands, and I went in there a couple times myself. It was a cool setup. It just, you know.
Very cool spot.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, it'd be pretty cool. Who was the guy we had on here, Colin, that has the listening bar? The listening off behind Jeff's car wash.
Oh, the Cork.
The Cork.
Listening bar.
Yeah, the Cork is great.
Like, you're looking just like I did when he was on here. It's a place where you can go, and they have some live entertainment, but it's toned way down, or they play records.
Really?
And, again, you can talk like we're talking, but it's almost a throwback to like the nightclubs kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I've not gone over there yet, but I would love to, like, that's a cool concept. I don't go on Nicholasville Road a whole lot, but I thought when he was on here, I'm like, that sounds really cool.
That's slick. I like
that. Like, you can just go up and play an album, you know, and listen to it, or they got some music in the evenings, and they, it's called a listening bar, wasn't it? Isn't that what he called it?
Listening room.
Listening room. Yeah. I never heard of that concept. But I'd like, that'd be pretty cool to have down there. So,
once I turned 50, that was the thing. It's like, I'm not gonna start going listen to a band at midnight.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be in bed by midnight. Yeah. So, listening bar sounds just right.
Well, wait till, 50, and then 60, and now I'm 70. Yeah. You go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. I'm okay with that.
Midnight's away. I ain't seen midnight for a long time. It just doesn't happen. But
nothing good happens then. It's all right.
No, it doesn't. So back to because one of my things I was really excited about was the farmer's market, but I did kind of get the not the impression from the vendors as much as perhaps from me that we're all sitting on a big piece of concrete.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
really cool. You're doing grass down there.
Yeah, grass and there's kind of an area that. We're going to do is almost like a little micro forest, they call it, and then probably an area where, like Chappie at Wild Lab down there had mentioned, well, what if we have a spot where we can grow herbs for our breads? Like, absolutely, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It really needs to be a community spot, and we're looking for input from like Mintel and Kenwick and Belcourt. It's like, what do y'all want? You know, you're going to be the ones here using it, so what do you want us to put in?
Grass and trees.
Yeah,
that's it. That does it. That's awesome. And that Wild Lab, speaking of, I mean, how, you know, I get up every morning and go to work, and I work so hard, and I struggle to pay the rent.
Yeah.
And then, Wild Lab, like I go down there on Saturday mornings to get sourdough, and I mean, like if you don't get there by 8 o'clock, it's gone. They're sold out. It's like, I'm sorry, we're sold out. How do you sell out?
I've never sold out of any product that I've ever offered at all. Blue Door sells out. Wild Lab sells out. I mean, they all
Sav's. But I mean, like Wild Lab, like Lee and I go down there, she'll wake me up on Saturday morning, like 6:30. You know, you need to go down and get some sourdough bread. I'm like, honey, it'll be there. You know, it'll be there. No, it won't. And I'll go down and like, we sold the last one about a half hour ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
it spoils you what it is. It truly spoils you because if you've, it's just like Blue Door. We were talking about before. Yeah. Like, I'm not even a huge barbecue fan.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Door ain't barbecue. That's something totally beyond barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Wild Lab is the same thing with bread. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's had bread, big deal. When you have it, it's like, I'm done forever. You know, I'm a snob.
Yeah.
I'm a bread snob.
And it's, you know, and I go down there and we'll get a sandwich set at one of the, like, there's three little tables. And, and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Like, they've done something that, like I say, I scratch my head because Dwayne and I work so hard, and it's like rent's due. Oh, man, how are we going to make rent this month? And we should sell bread.
Yeah, should sell bread. Didn't have to dig ditches or nothing.
No,
you and I did it wrong the whole time, you know?
Yeah, we're working way too hard.
It's
bread. Crazy. Okay, so that's really cool.
Spalding's the same way. Spalding, I mean, they sell out all the time.
Yeah,
and Spalding,
give me a break. I mean, I mean, and so where we live, too. I mean, did you used to go up to McGee's, Colin?
Oh, I love McGee's.
Man, oh man.
I love Mittens too now, though.
Oh, well, yeah. Mittens is awesome. So I don't know. I'm not aggressive enough or smart enough or whatever the case may be to, like, I never looked into McGee's. When it went out of business, I never looked into it. But not because I didn't think about it. It's just that I didn't have the motivation to do it. But so again, my daughter lives in Birmingham, and she lives in a little community of Homewood in Birmingham, which is a suburb, beautiful area, Samford University. That's where she went to college and met a guy, got married, had kids. There was a bakery there called Heroes Donuts. And it was a little building. And on Saturday morning, or any morning for that matter, I mean, but Saturday morning, it was a line out the door. And one day they decided, you know, we need a bigger space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need a bigger space. So they moved to a different location. Well, guess what? Somebody else came in and took that spot and called it, you know, Chad's Donuts.
Yeah.
And they're lined up out the door.
Yep.
Like, people were just so used to coming there. Didn't, you know. And so I thought about McGee's, like, why don't I just, you know, open up Warner's Bakery here and just make people come to me?
That'd be good. I can see that.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
But I think it's probably that people who knew McGee's are maybe long gone. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Wild Lab, I mean, that's, again, I'm just always fascinated by these small companies that do so well and just excel in what they're doing. So that's cool. What else is coming down there?
There's what is coming? Nothing for a little bit. Pretty much we're where we need to be and stable. And there's another fella that's been talking to us a little bit about coming in. He owns a fudge shop, which would be dangerous. Yeah. There's so many things down there that's based on my belly. I mean, if you know, look at Mere Twin Brewing or popcorn or the macaron plate, like those are all great things to have because I'm gonna go there myself, you know. But nothing really big coming for a little bit. Now there is a company. This wouldn't be for us, but for the missuses, called Lex Enhance. And the lady's a doctor by trade, but got into the kind of the aesthetic world. Mm-hmm. And when people ask me what they do, I say it's girl stuff. I know nothing about it, but it's all about living longer, you know, facial aesthetics, anything from creams and facials all the way to the medical type, you know, treatments. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, again, I know nothing about it. There's nothing you can do to fix this. You know,
you look great. Hey, I just got a cue. You know, again, this is flying by, and I've got a lead question for the third segment. So if you're listening, you need to be listening for this lead segment.
Teaser, the third.
I mean, it's a teaser. Mike Warner, Warner Realty, Warner Builders, and Kohler Warner Construction. We are a locally owned, family owned real estate and construction company. 859-421-0800. I promise, I give you my word, I'll give you my very best effort. Just give me a call. We'll be back after the break.
Welcome back to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon.
Hey, welcome back to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon of the Bluegrass. I'm your host. Everybody's laughing. We're having a great time. We are. Chad Walker's on here from the what do you call it? The warehouse?
Warehouse block.
Right. Yeah. And
he brought you a goodie bag.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
What you got live.
Fantastic. What do we got here? Okay, I got a goodie bag. I'm so excited. Number one, I got a hat.
There you go. That's from Varsity Print.
Nice. So they're one of your tents down there. Yep. I see them. They're next to Popcorn Paradise.
That's right. That's right. Popcorn Paradise. And their big feature is the bourbon caramel, which I've absolutely eaten my body weight in. It's delicious.
Listen, during the break, and before I get too deep into my goodie bag, Popcorn Paradise, like I said, my wife loves popcorn. She would rather eat popcorn than steak.
Yeah.
And it's become a problem. Yeah. Because I live so close that I told you it's not DoorDash, it's Mike Dash. Honey, go get us some popcorn. I'll place the order. You go pick it up and bring home. And I do that once a week.
Yeah.
And we love it. And yeah, that caramel bourbon. I mean,
now what's her flavor? What's she usually get?
It's kind of the it's the cheddar.
Yeah, Chicago mix. Yeah. That is one of the top ones.
That is
it's
so
cheddar and caramel.
Good.
It's the savory and the sweet.
I mean, and we get, you know, we don't get just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot.
Yeah.
And we eat it all week. Yep. We nibble on it every night while we're watching TV, and that's cool.
My nieces, every time they come in town to see us from Winchester, the two spots they always go, and they're right next to each other, is macaron, the Sylviana's La Petite macarons, and then Popcorn Paradise.
Yeah.
They have to go to those two things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I usually get a little bit for myself, too. That's all right.
I like it. So the cap I got,
mm-hmm.
this is from Varsity?
Varsity Print.
And they do
Everything. Embroidering, screen print, the whole nine yards. And they've got a shop up front that has kind of local stuff. They did, years ago, they did a T-shirt for Cairo the Cat when he was still in town. And just really cool people, nice people. They've been there for a while.
Awesome.
Wait
a minute.
Macarons from La Petite Delicat.
So that's what this is.
Yep.
And I hate to say this, but I've not been there.
It's good stuff. They make coffee as well. They also have sandwiches and some quiches and things like that.
Really?
Really delicious. I haven't made my way through every single flavor. I think I'm real close. I'm real close. But we were talking about that when I picked these up, is we need like a punch card. So I go through all the ingredients of like La Petite, and Minton's is the next one that I'm really working hard to get through every item in the menu. That is a goal for 2026.
So is the La Petite, you can get a cup of coffee in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go and sit down and have a cup of coffee.
And they have like the sausage croissant I get a lot, where it's like a sausage wrapped in a, like a pastry.
Nice.
Really good. Yeah.
Okay. Last one here. We've got we just got the warehouse block koozies.
There you go.
Everybody love
needs
it.
A koozie. Can't go get rid of those. Right. That's our business card.
And you got the four leaf clover.
Yep.
Are y'all Irish?
No.
Is it O'Walkers?
No.
Yeah, O'Walkers. Collie is, though.
What's that?
Collie is, though.
Yeah.
Collie is. Yeah, he's Irish, but I thought it was maybe, you know, Chad O'Walker.
O'Walker. It could be. Oh, close.
O'Walkers. Hey, put an Irish pub in there.
We embrace everybody. Walker is like, it's like the next to like Smith and Jones of being the mud of the universe, you know. So
I don't
we're
think
probably
so.
Irish. We're probably everything.
Well, that's all good. So, what's. During the break, we talk. What's coming to the warehouse block?
So the next big thing is going to be that the parking lot. Lack of a better word, mm-hmm. I hate to say it. It's going to be the nicest parking lot in town. It seems like a bit of a misnomer, but it's going to have a green space, a stage. It's got the area for the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a really neat, active public spot.
Great,
and that's the goal, is to bring out, even if you're not spending money. Inside a business, just come hang out and watch people go by, you know.
Well, I'll be there for sure.
We can all slow down a little bit, you know.
I love it.
Now, you like this too. Mm-hmm. Years ago, we got the EDC overlay, which is Entertainment Destination Center.
Okay.
So when you walk in the neighborhood, and this makes it a lot better when you go shopping, mm-hmm. You can go have you a drink at Mirror Twin, mm-hmm. take that drink out and walk around and go shopping, and mm-hmm. you don't get in trouble. So any place inside the neighborhood, you can carry alcohol or a beverage containing alcohol.
Really?
And get in trouble.
Yeah. On the sidewalks?
Absolutely.
That's really
the whole
cool.
neighborhood, yep.
That is really
makes
cool.
going to work a lot easier.
Right?
So the farmer's market, mm-hmm. how does that work exactly? Do you have to participate in an organization called Farmers Market to be able to have a vendor stand down there?
Yes. So there's a fellow named Josh that runs the Farmers Market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's one of the hardest working people in Lexington. He really is. He busts his tail every day. If you want to set up, whether it's you have a flower stand mm-hmm. or you want to sell vegetables or whatever it is, you got to go through them.
Yeah.
We don't orchestrate it. We just gave them the spot to set up. And we don't charge for it. We all about, you know, bringing the farm to the inner city, or into the city.
No.
But yeah.
Well, we love it. I mean, you know, during the summer, we go down to the Fifth Third Pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's fantastic.
It's festive. It's always jumping.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. But to have it in our own neighborhood.
Yeah.
A farmer's market on National Avenue that's spectacular.
Josh and I talk all the time, and the intent is no longer farm to table. Farm to table is great, but we want to do farm to retail. We really want the farmers in Fayette County, Scott County, Clark County to get paid for what they do. And it's, you know, it's a great product what they're doing.
Yeah. And this was originally the one at North Broadway or South Broadway.
That's right. South Broadway. Yeah.
And is that gone now? Like this is going to be the location for that.
Yes.
That's
sir.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm so glad because.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm glad, but, you know, my father-in-law will call my wife and say, I know Chad's busy today, but do they have, and he'll name off something, do they have fresh tomatoes? Or
yeah.
So then I got to leave the office and walk down and go, I'm back. I need more tomatoes. Okay, that's fine.
That's
okay.
But
yeah, I become the gopher. I go and pick up
you're the door dash. Stuff for you're
right.
Chad dash.
That's it, Chad dash.
Yeah, you're Chad dash.
I don't get paid for that. That's all right.
No, though. I don't either. It's the same thing. It all works that
do
way.
Do for family.
I love it. Well, when do you are you going to have music events this summer?
Hopefully, yeah. As soon as we get it kind of grassed in, at least where it's not muddy.
Yeah.
Probably partnered with the Hound, I heard.
I heard something about the Hound.
Absolutely.
I heard that.
Absolutely. We need your all's expertise. We need some direction because, you know, I think I'm cool, but I don't.
You are cool.
I am well beyond cool.
You are cool.
Plug.
Yeah.
It's Saturday morning right now, and this upcoming Thursday, April 2nd, just got announced on Thursday. My band is playing the first Thursday Night Live this upcoming Thursday.
Awesome.
That's cool.
So if you're listening, come to Thursday Night Live and listen to me.
Absolutely.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
What time's Thursday Night Live start?
5 to 8.
Mm-hmm. 5 to
April
8.
April 2nd. First one of the year.
All right.
Bedford Band.
Nice.
And you all won Best Band.
Best Rock Band, Album of the Year, Guitarist of the Year, Drummer of the Year.
Man. Were there any other awards?
30 others, but, you know, we got four of them.
Okay.
That's a pretty good percentage.
I'm thinking so too.
And then, you know, at some point we'll do a collab with the Warehouse Block and.
Can't wait.
I think that'd be great.
Truly, that's what we need is I'm not in tune to, you know, some of the bands and some of the things out there. We really want the stuff that people see. We talked about that once. We just don't want to get a lot of people see the same bands over and over. Like, we want to see the people.
You and I talked about that,
but we bet. Yeah. We can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Does Bedford ever do any unplugged stuff?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Anything for a Fred for a fee?
Well, you know what? I'll stand out there and collect.
Yeah, we'll pass the plate. That's
yeah,
right.
We'll pass the plate. We're paying the Bedford band tonight, folks. Come see us.
See, that's why he wants the Netherland Rubber buildings. He'll be out there bootlegging parking spots and stuff like that. Have his own band on the roof.
Yeah. Oh man, that's a great idea.
That'll be fun.
That's a great idea. We'll have seating up there. Mm-hmm. Fraser Museum in downtown Louisville has got a Thunder over Louisville seating in their place this year. First time there. You got parking.
Yeah.
You've got viewing of Thunder over Louisville, and you've got cocktails on the rooftop of Fraser Museum in downtown Louisville, which is pretty cool.
Sounds right. A concierge experience.
Yeah, it is. I get their little email thing, and if you don't know much about Thunder over Louisville, go.
Oh yeah,
is the one of the best air shows
100%
in the United States, and it's right in Louisville. Right, it's the Derby week prep, and boy, it's fun to watch those.
It's awesome.
Thunderbirds are there. I mean, it's something special. So,
yeah, I forgot about that. It's been a bunch of years since I've been, but it's awesome. It's awesome.
It's fun. Yeah. All right, so foodies, we've got Mirror Twin, we've got Blue Door, we've got Salve, we've got what else do we have to eat? Popcorn Paradise.
Yep, popcorn.
La Petite. Minton's.
Mm-hmm. Thinking around the neighborhood, there's also the Willow. They've got nothing
they
to
have
eat,
food?
But they've got drinks.
They got drinks. Okay.
Once in a while, I have a little That's something
same
in
thing.
There. Like, yeah, same thing. That's right. Yeah. Bourbon's a drink. Yeah. Food group. Void Sake has food trucks in there occasionally.
Okay. What is that? I've not been in there.
It's one of those that I knew nothing about until they approached me and said, hey, we want to put in a spot. It's the only sake, would it be distillery or brewery? Mm-hmm. I guess it's distillery in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it so much more approachable. Like, if you've ever been to, you know, hibachi and you have sake, that stuff's no good. It's like, you know, drinking, I shouldn't pick on a particular brand, but bad bourbon. We'll say bad bourbon.
Yeah,
bourbon. But they do different flavors as well. They do like a passion fruit. They did a s'mores one time that was, I mean, knock your socks off. And then they got a full bar. And they'll do a little bit of music.
Wait a minute. I've never been in there. Have you ever been in there, Colin?
I've been to Void. I love Void.
Yeah.
So
cool guys.
So
really cool dudes. Yeah.
They distill their own.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Now, they don't do it on that site. That's their tasting, but it is distilled farther up National.
That's where the initial tasting room was.
That's right.
At the very down, it's past GJ's place.
Yeah. Very end. Okay. Yeah, just past GJ's. I think it's called National Station.
Yeah.
Very end.
Okay.
Delicious. I mean, really good stuff. And if you don't like it, if you do a flight and, you know, this just isn't my thing. Mm-hmm. They have bourbon, they have beer, they have all kinds of other things.
Really?
And a food truck occasionally.
I've never stepped in there. I was not sure exactly. That's one of the only, I guess that's the only one that I've really never been in and experienced and done, but I'll do that. When's the first block party coming?
We haven't set the date officially yet, but I think we're looking at June 13th. That was the last I was told. So I got to get.
Well, who tells you? I thought you were the boss.
No, the neighborhood tells me. I'm the guy that sweeps parking lots and plunges toilets, and you know, I just do what I'm told.
All right. Well, the block parties are a lot of fun.
Oh, they're a blast!
I mean, they are a lot of fun. I mean, dog friendly, kid friendly.
Yeah.
You know, just booths. The booths you have. I mean, I have bought so much cool stuff down there. I bought there was a vintage booth this last fall. I got a Kentucky Colonels ABA T-shirt.
Oh, cool.
I mean, yeah. It was like, you know, wow. I saw it like everybody else was walking right past it. I'm going, that's mine. I'm getting that.
There was a buddy of mine from Winchester that took pictures for us. He's a photographer.
Uh-huh.
And just to kind of, you know, have the event for future stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I'm just looking around here. Everybody's happy. Like, they're just smiling and enjoying the time. And, like, there was no animosity or grumpiness. You know, all the dogs were happy. Like, it was just it's always just a really solid, fun event. No drama. It's just great.
What does it take? So, who orchestrates that? How do you get a booth there?
We usually have a website set up for that. So, you go on the Warehouse Block website. Mm-hmm. Or to Facebook page, and then it'll have a link to it. And
is it open to anybody?
Oh, yeah.
What does it cost?
I think, if I remember right, we're still doing nonprofits for free. I think local artists and artisans are like $35. Try to keep as low as absolutely possible.
Yeah.
Our goal for it is to almost break even.
That's good, yeah.
So we don't want to make any money off. We just want to be a service for the hood.
3 or 4 years ago, GJ had a booth. You allow businesses?
Oh, GJ. Yeah, I made the mistake of letting him have a booth. He's crazy. Yeah.
Well,
he's the best crazy.
That's the truth.
He's the best crazy.
He's the best kind of crazy.
That's right.
But do you allow businesses? Can I get a booth there?
Absolutely. As long as you don't, we have a GJ rule now. You cannot bring your karaoke machine, because that's what he did that year, is he brought karaoke machine and he was singing and having his best time. Yeah. And I give GJ grief. Well, he's one of the best people I know.
But I think that's awesome. And we're, by the way, we're a nonprofit.
All right, you got it.
So we haven't made a profit in 3 or 4 years. So
most of the construction are we?
That's
right.
But we'll have a Warner
actually
Builder.
If it's anybody that's a builder or a developer or a home, we actually have to pay you to come down.
It is. Being a nonprofit's a tough gig. It really is. But, but okay, so we'll set up right next to GJ this
year.
There you
go. Keep him under control.
Yeah. I love when he was there that first year, that's when he had the long hair and he'd flip it back, you know.
He's a wild man.
He's great. He's great. He really is. So are you you're a broker again. We talk about brokerage here, and of course we're pushing Warner Realty. I'm the broker.
And we just only do in-house stuff.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know. I'm paying for the show.
Yeah, you got it, sir.
But it, you know, are you looking to expand the warehouse block?
Maybe. I mean, if the opportunity presented itself, I guess. It's such a delicate balance, and I'm going back to the days of when we were really just starting out. We're begging anybody to come and rent a spot because it was rough. I mean, we talked about it earlier. And now we can be a little more kind of intentional, a little more deliberate who comes in, what type of business. We try to keep just a good cross-section of unique businesses and diversity and not having competing with something else.
Right.
And so, I'd be interested. I'd love a new project. I'm the world's worst developer because I've never actually built a building. My father's built a couple, but I've never actually built anything. So one of these days, I guess I should. But, we just go fix up old stuff. That's what I like.
What's bourbon dulls my memory, and I apologize for that. But the great restaurant there on the corner that Cole owns.
Epping's on the east side. Yeah.
Epping's
good.
Epping's happy hour is the best happy hour.
Oh, my gosh. And Ben Lacy usually plays there. They're doing that.
Yeah, he plays there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays there some. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you own that building?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, man.
And that started as a restoration company that did furniture. And so, I see all these memories of looking around and you see, fellas in suits and the ladies in nice dresses and having a martini. And I'm like, well, that's the spot where the paint booth was.
Yeah.
And that's the spot where, so all these little murmurs of memories I keep popping around, but it's a really, really cool spot. And Cole's done that piece. He's awesome.
Well, and Cole does such a great job. I mean, we're huge fans of Cole's restaurant and Epping's as well. And I guess he's in for sales now
right? Black Squirrel. That's right.
Yeah. I haven't been there yet. Have you been?
I haven't yet. And I was going to do a Versailles weekend. And there's a steakhouse over there I never have gone to. I can't remember the name of it. And I was just going to do kind of a round robin. I hadn't been to Versailles in probably a year and a half. So he's an admiral now. He's got, three or four.
Yeah,
so.
He's got four because he's got the Vine.
That's right, the Vine.
Yeah, he's got four of them now. That's really cool. Well, Chad, I just don't know what to think about all this. I love what you're doing down there, and I'm so thankful that you took it upon yourself and, experimented, however it started, because living in Mintel, Kenwick, we've seen things. We've had Rhett McGoodwin on here. It has Kenwick Table.
Awesome place. Awesome.
Yeah. I'm pulling so bad for Wilson still. I'm not, I used to eat it when Roger Wilson had it. And I've support it as best I can. That area and what you've done makes our neighborhood a walkable, enjoyable neighborhood that we can really embrace, and I just want to see it continue to do that. So
I appreciate that. And we wouldn't be in the spot we're in without I mean, amazing businesses, but also Kenwick, Belcourt, and Mintel. Yeah. I mean, that's always been it. Is guys keep them happy, they'll patronize, and it's just a real nice symbiotic relationship. So we love being there.
Cool, cool. Well, this is the end of our show, and I'm going to take this opportunity to say, Randy, if you're listening, Kohler Warner Construction would love to be your contractor for any future projects. Warner Realty would love to be your brokerage, Chad, as you grow this business. And Warner Builders, we're just a homegrown, family-owned home building, remodeling, addition company. We also do horse barns. If you're still listening and you're in the horse business, we really take a lot of pride in what we can give you in the horse barn and equine.
Keeneland's in the air, bud.
Keeneland is in the air.
Got your box tickets yet? I got me some tickets.
Third with the Hound.
Oh, man.
So, but we want to thank you for the support we've got over the years. We look forward to years to come. I am Mike Warner, and I'm your host, and we are part of the 96.1 The Hound. We're just part of the Hound Network is what we are. We're part of the Hound Network.
That's exactly right, Mike.
And we're very, very proud of that. And we thank you guys, and thank you, Colin, for being our producer and allowing us to be part of this. And with that, I will just say, I'd love to talk, but I got to get back to work. There's work to be done. I got to get back to work, Colin. We're taking way too long on a Saturday morning. There are job sites I need to go visit. So we're signing off at the Hound. Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon of the Bluegrass.
Listen to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon presented by the Hound 96.1 FM. Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., followed by the Horse Racing Radio Network from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.